Hey y'all, what's poppin'? You are now tuned in to Talk with Chocolate on Crown Radio. I am your host, your girl, D Order Chocolate Dow, and this is Queens Talk TV. Now y'all know I love to talk my shit, I pop my shit, and I'm always about my shit, whether it's fashion or music. So y'all know I got to bring that tea. But first I have to send out Happy Father's Day to all the dads out here handling their business. I know that's right. All right, y'all, let's get into the tea, because, baby, it's still more going on in the world. All right, y'all, so Revolt just dropped their first top 10 artists who set the standards for live performances. Now, y'all ready for this list? Coming in first place, we got Beyonce. Then in number 2, Michael Jackson. Number 3, Janet Jackson. Number 4, Whitney Houston. 5, Chris Brown. 6, James Brown. 7, Usher. 8, Missy Elliott. 9, Prince, and 10, Kendrick Lamar. Man, this actually fire, y'all, but no shade to anyone. I ain't feeling the order. I don't know about y'all, I ain't feeling the order of the list, because Michael should be number 1. I'm sorry. Alright, y'all, so ladies, it's officially time to dust off them jersey dresses and the name belts, baby. Following their surprise reunion at the 2025 BET Awards, B2K made an official announcement that they are going on a tour, a spring tour 2026. That's right, Omarion, Lil Fizz, J Boog, and Razz-B are reuniting for a tour that promises to be bigger, better, and more heartfelt than ever before. This marks their first fully aligned comeback since the original Millennium Tour. Now, it's organized by Black Promoters Collective. The tour is dubbed as For the Culture. Yes, yes, absolutely. That's my childhood. And if they can come together and make it work this time, I'm for it. I'm going to get my jersey dress. I'm going to get my sun visor with the jersey dress. Forget it. Let's take it all out. Somebody find me some Melissa shoes. Cause somebody find me some Melissa's. All right, y'all. So, Chrisean Rock says that she's ready to get back together with Blueface. She took it to her social media account stating she wants to reunite with Blue and get the family back together. She revealed it in a recent video on her Instagram, and she told him that she loves him and she's sorry. How y'all feeling about that? How y'all feeling? Somebody talk to Chocolate. Listen, this is crazy, y'all. Like, I literally thought that she was moving away from Blue and starting to like sort out her life and make things better. We see her constantly going to church and seeming like she was moving away from that. But baby, here we go again. 1,000 steps back. Like, this is very much giving clown business. And you know, they always say this, the circus, baby. This is clown business. Next time, please keep us out the group chat. Please keep us out the group chat. Y'all got too much going on over there. I don't understand. There's too much going on. What y'all feeling about that? All right, y'all. So, huge shout out to Dance Hall Vibes Cartel. He is set to receive one of the genre's highest honors this summer as an official coronation as the new king of the dance hall at the 32nd staging of the Reggae Festival. I know that's right. I know that's right. And I also seen that he was backed up by Beanie Man himself. So, yeah. Shout out to him and congratulations, that's fire. I'm ready to hear some new music. But yes, that's lit, y'all. Alright, so Team Breezy, it is go time, baby. And when I say it's go time, it is go time. Chris Brown just blessed us with Straight Heat off his upcoming album. After a wild few, you know, fresh out the UK, back on the throne, crazy stuff was going on. Well, Breezy just dropped his first solo single of the 2025, and it's giving soul, it's giving love, and it's definitely giving fire. It's titled Holy Blindfold. Right before kicking off his Breezy Ball, which y'all know, y'all seen that popping off too. So he is in his bag. He is in his bag. And the Breezy Ball tour and everything, you know, that's fire that he can, you know what I'm saying? They can't stop him. But anyways, Holy Blindfold is just the beginnings for Chris. It touches down the U.S. July 30th in Miami, hitting all major cities before wrapping it up in Vegas on September 20th. So, how many of y'all going? Take me with y'all. But nah, it's going to be lit. And I am so proud of him because they've been trying to play in his face forever. And just to be who he is. And you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing stopping him. He gonna keep pushing forward, 10 toes down. And I love this for him. He's finally getting his flowers. And as y'all see, he did just win an award the other day at the award show. So, yes, Chris. Keep applying that pressure. Keep putting your foot on their necks, baby. All right, y'all. So, Ashanti and Nelly are letting the world in on up and close and personal look into their lives following a recent trailer for their brand new reality series, Nelly and Ashanti, We Belong Together. And baby, it's definitely giving black love, it's giving legacy, and maybe a tiny bit of drama. But the show is set to premiere July 26th, exclusively on Peacock. The 8th episode doc series will reveal the couple's story from the breakups to the makeups to the marriage and baby KK. Aww. This is dope. Like, I'm happy for them. They always laughing and smiling, which definitely speaks volumes. Sometimes you have to, like, move on from someone for them to realize the impact you had. And you see, they spent the block. I know that's right, girl. Period. But like I said, make sure y'all tune into that. It's on Peacock. Alright. According to reports, R. Kelly is seeking clemency from Donald Trump, requesting a transfer to a home confinement after claiming prison officials plotted to kill him. Baby, y'all better not touch him. So, he is currently serving 30 years for racketeering and sex trafficking. Like, this is crazy. This is real crazy now. I don't condone in what he did at all. But after hearing his life story, I feel like he deserves another chance. No matter what they try to take from him or how they try to make him seem or add on to the story, he will forever be a legend in the R&B game. And y'all can't take that from him. Y'all cannot take that from him. All right, y'all. So, BET is taking it back to its roots, this time with a sporty twist. That's right. The network has officially announced a brand new spinoff of the legendary 106 in Park series, and it's titled 106 in Sports. Okay, I know that's right. So, the upcoming show aims to merge the worlds of sports and entertainment, spotlighting top athletes, rising stars, and major cultural moments in the sports world through the lens of hip-hop and black culture, with the format inspired by the original 106 in Park. Well, it's hosted by Cam Newton and Ashley Nicole Moss. No official date has been given yet, but be out on the lookout for that because we gotta see what they're working with. It sounds kind of interesting to me, and I can't wait to tune in and see the vibes of it. So, yes. So, the crowd went crazy for Kendrick Lamar the other night, June 12th. Kendrick hit the stage at Toronto's Rogers Center for the first two back-to-back shows when he performed Not Like Us, okay? He went to Toronto and performed Not Like Us, the top charting trending song aiming at Toronto's own Drake. Now, fans reportedly lost it. They rapped every lyric, they rapped every word, like they was going bar for bar right along with him in the stadium. At the end of the song, Kendrick stood on stage, front center, in silence, soaking it all in, while the crowd gave him a 2-minute standing ovation and chanted, "Let's go one more time." Baby, if he ain't the GOAT for that, I don't know what is, because like, man, not him really being in the dude's hometown and getting a 2-minute standing ovation, that is like diabolical. I mean, when you don't have to fake the influence, you get genuine love. And I love that for Kendrick, and I love that, you know, people really rocking with him. That's so petty to me, but at the same time, that's like, hey, I'm going to bring my song to your city, your hometown. I'm going to make it sell out. Matter of fact, I'm going to have the whole crowd singing that. A minor. That's crazy, y'all. All right, so y'all know every show I do, I love to show some flowers to an up-and-coming rising star, right? Well, today, I want to show some love to a very talented young man, Josiah Singh. He's a 9th grader at Charlotte Secondary School. So 2 years ago, right, he entered a nationwide competition for students designed to a Timberland boot. Earlier this year, he received the exciting news that his colorful design was among 5 of the winners. So, meanwhile, there will only be a one-on-one of it, meaning that it's going to be one pair of those boots made. Oh my God, I know that is right. Josiah, I love this for you. I seen the design myself, and I think New York is proud of you. And not only that, give me a pair. I need a pair of them because they fly. Like, I absolutely love what you're doing. Continue to follow your dreams, young king. Continue to inspire others. And if you want to be a designer in life, you can be that. You are that. You that guy. Keep going. Attention all artists. If any of you are looking to get your music heard or be seen, tap in with me, your girl Dior the Chocolate Doll, on Instagram at Dior the Chocolate Doll. Get your music submitted. Tap in with me to book an interview, and I'll bring you on to the show. All right? Now, that completes our show for today. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. I hope all you fellas have a wonderful Father's Day. And make sure y'all come back to me on Friday, Talk with Chocolate. I am your host, the one and only Dior the Chocolate Doll. This is Queen Talk TV, Crown Radio. This is Talk with Chocolate. Until next time, I'm signing out.